Ravens at home this week against the Green Bay Packers. First home game in three games, though it does feel a little bit like it's the second home game because of the number of Ravens fans who showed up last week in South Florida. As we continue with Deontay Thompson here on Ravens One-on-One. Since your college days, I would think the closest thing would have been playing in a bowl game when you are away from your home stadium and you look up and see maybe 20,000 Ravens fans. How big of a boost was that for the team?
Oh, it was a big boost, man. We came out and I forgot who it was on the team. It was like, look. And we looked, man. Just the whole visiting side was purple and black. We was like, okay, we got the whole home team here with us, so we just got to go out here and play. It's like a home game. So we make a play as loud, just like we been here. They was doing all the chants we do here. So it was just like a home game.
You know, when you're in college, you get some experience playing big-time stadiums on the road. But there's nothing quite like the NFL for realizing how hard it is to win on the road. Yeah. Now that you're in your second year, you've had some chances to go on the road. What do you think makes it so difficult to win in this league away from home?
Oh, man, the crowd. The crowd really has an effect. Some crowds, I mean, they be, you really can't hear sometimes in some stadiums, man. You be trying to communicate and they be, I mean, you can't even hear the guy. We standing, we could be this close and talking to each other, screaming, ah. So it's definitely trying to get over the crowd and communicate to each other.
So nonverbal communication becomes critical. A lot of times you'll see Joe Flacco step away from the line and tap his hips or make a body gesture. Yeah. Those are all clues, I'm assuming,
oh,
to
yeah,
you.
Definitely. Yeah, those definitely, that definitely help out. I mean, we didn't have that. We'd definitely be in trouble, but that helps, definitely. But just when it, some situations where, when we ain't calling signals and it just, you know, the crowd, it gets in it. And sometimes it just, we have to just go without it. And
last year in the Super Bowl, on the first scoring drive, Flacco throws a touchdown pass to Dennis Pitt in the back of the end zone. And then when they get to the sideline, because NFL Films had so many cameras, after the game, we see the video, and they're talking about how Pitt ad-libbed at the end of that route a little bit based on what he saw on the defense, and he knew Flacco would see the exact same thing, so he just broke off the route, settled into a dead area, and made the touchdown catch. How long does it take for a receiver in this league to get to that level where, A, you're comfortable enough reading defenses, and B, you're on the same page with your quarterback? Because if you go right and you're supposed to go left and the ball goes left, you're in the doghouse.
Trouble. I mean, it just, that just come with repetition and practice with your quarterback, just being out there every day and just going through defenses together and communicating. That's all that is. That's just talking and knowing each other and just getting that feel and just knowing just from watching film and everything. So,
Deontay, in baseball, when a young pitcher comes up, if he throws the ball hard, he's considered a thrower until he learns how to use his skill and become a pitcher. Yeah. When a wide receiver like yourself comes up and he is a speed guy, and you have crazy numbers in speed, I think you ran like a 4.28 at your pro day.
Yeah.
How long does it take to become more than just a vertical speed guy, but a true wide receiver? And what skills do you have to develop to say, I'm not just a fast guy, I'm a playmaker, I'm a receiver?
Yeah, because definitely sometimes you have fast guys who can't play the game fast. I mean, they can run straight ahead fast, but just can't play football fast. And when you learn how to, because I was, like, in high school, I thought I was running fast, but I used to just was faster than all those guys, but I didn't know how to play the game as fast as I do now. So that's just the biggest adjustment, just learn how to play each play fast, running a 4.2, 4.3 every play instead of just, okay, I'm finna go deep, I'm gonna run fast on this one, then the next play you come off jogging. So that's the difference.
And you don't have to look far to find a guy who has followed a very similar path. When Torrey Smith came out of Maryland, he was very much labeled as great speed, didn't run disciplined routes, had questionable hands. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, he has got great hands, runs great routes, and he's done a lot of that with your receivers coach, Jim Hostler.
Yep,
how helpful has it been to have Torrey, as well as Coach Hostler, show you the path from speed to playmaker?
Oh, it's just great, man. A guy like Torrey, he always trying to help. He always in your ear just trying to help you get better. And Coach Hostler, man, he's just a blessing, man. I'm just so happy to be here with him because he have helped me take my game to another level. Just his whole insight on the small things. He's big on small things, and the small things give you big things. So that's one thing about him. I'm just happy that I had the opportunity to come here and play with him.
You guys saw a huge turnover at your position. Yeah. Anquan Boldin gone, Dennis Pitt, the star tight end, injured. Mm-hmm. So when all of a sudden you're in your meeting rooms and it's, the focus is on the passing game, what's the new pecking order? I mean, who do you look to for leadership, or do you have to now emerge as a leader because there are fewer guys around.
I mean, for us, we all feel like we can step up and make the play. I mean, it's the pros, so everybody feel like they can make that play. And especially in our room, I mean, we got Torrey, me, even Marlon, he's stepping up, making plays, Jacoby. And all those guys, man, Tandon, and I believe in all us, and I think the coaches believe in all us, and we definitely can make those plays when it's time to make those plays. So.
And it's a group of extremely different personalities.
Definitely.
I mean, Jacoby's the class clown.
Yeah.
Torrey is probably, you know, the most clean-cut, clean-living guy you're ever going to find on the planet. Where do you fit in the spectrum in that receiver room?
Oh, I think I'm probably the guy that just sit back and observe, man. I'm just probably quiet. I'm a little laid-back kind of guy, so you will get what you see is what you get pretty much.
He's laid back until they snap the ball and he takes off. When we come back, we'll take a look to the past and the influences that helped shape Deontay Thompson as we continue on Ravens One-on-One.